your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Cortland Economics Report.
Hey, welcome back. Continuing on with the good news from KER, talking with Andy Puzder. Andy is a very interesting guy. We spent the first segment of the show talking about his background. I think all of you will have to agree with me that this is a man who has done everything that he is able to do, everything in his power to help humanity in the country. Before I get into some political discussions, Andy, you have a brochure out right now, a pamphlet, I believe it is, that we are advertising on our site. Can you please tell me a little bit about it?
Sure. It's called It's Time to Get America, Let America Work Again. And it relates to science and the political aspects of ending these lockdowns. You know, recently, the World Health Organization's come out and said these lockdowns were a bad idea. They're leading to suicides. They're leading to drug addiction. They're leading to alcohol addiction. We're seeing starvation of children across the globe because of these lockdowns. They're a bad idea. They need to stop. In the United States, you know, the states that have let up on the lockdowns, unemployment's down, people are getting back to work. The states, mostly Democratic states, that have imposed these lockdowns and continue to follow them are seeing double-digit unemployment and a rise in misery and other infirmities that don't really relate directly to COVID, such as, I said, alcoholism, drug addiction, people not getting mammograms, women not getting mammograms, or people not getting other medical attention they need. So we need to put these lockdowns to an end. This will give you the political and medical arguments for doing so, and hopefully people can help their communities and their states and have the arguments to do so.
You know, Andy, the subject of lockdowns right now is really first and foremost in everybody's mind. Let me give you just a little bit of personal background. You know how old I am. Our listeners know how old I am. My wife is going to turn 71 later this week. My wife is also a dialysis patient. She has to undergo dialysis 3 times a week. To stay alive, quite frankly, and for people like us who are in a bit of a high-risk category, I think self-quarantining is a really good idea. Now, the issue here is people who are high-risk need to use common sense. People who are not in high-risk, folks that are substantially younger, for example, than we are, people who don't have the health challenges that we do, they probably should get back to work. From all the study that I have done, Andy, I agree with you 1,000% on that. And I really highly, because of that, because of my personal feelings, my personal situation, I highly recommend that our listeners do get a copy of your missive on this. We are making it available on our website. Please take a look at it. Let's get from there into politics. That we have a very interesting time right now. The Biden campaign, I think, is simply going overboard in terms of their campaign to the United States. I know that the last virtual wasn't even a debate. The last virtual town hall, I did a fact check on it. Most of the things that Joe Biden said were simply not true. And we have gotten so polarized as a society, Andy, right now. I mean, the polarization is just unbelievable to me. I would really encourage our listeners to take a look at the situation. Take a look at what the Democrats are saying. Take a look at what Trump is saying. Look at the results and cast your vote based on factually what's going on in America today. Any comments? Tell us why you think. I believe, Andy, that you are probably a Trump supporter, as I am and as are most of my friends. Let's hear your argument, Andy.
Well, I think if you look at the president's performance, you look at his first year in office, I think he probably had the most successful term, first term of any president ever. I mean, we've had an incredible economy. We increased median family income last year more than it's ever been increased to its highest level ever. We reduced poverty to the most amount it's ever been reduced, and we reduced it to the lowest level it's ever hit since they were tracking it back in 1959. If you look at you look around the world at foreign policy, I mean, for God's sakes, not only did we put an end to the threat of ISIS, which, you know, had a country the size of Texas there on in the Middle East for a while, we've now ended that threat, and, you know, can you believe I'm saying this? We're close to getting a deal where we'll have peace in the Middle East. He's done incredible things across the globe. I think a lot of people are reluctant to vote for Donald Trump because even though they know that he's done a great job, they know they're better off. 56% of Americans say they're better off than they were when Obama and Biden were president, and 49% said they agree with President Trump on the issues, or only 46% said they agree with Joe Biden. That's a Gallup poll, a recent Gallup poll. But I think a lot of people are saying, you know, he's just not a good person. I mean, he's not a good guy. He gets portrayed in the press as being a bad guy,
right,
as somebody that maybe you wouldn't want as president. I know the president. The president is a good guy. You know, it is okay to vote for Donald Trump. I mean, he's the kind of guy who would send his plane across the country to pick up sick kids, who paid off the mortgage of a couple that stopped to help him repair his car, and who's been just adamant about bringing home Americans that are held prisoner across the globe. Everybody's got a story about this guy. You know, mine is, the last time I was in the Oval Office, I said, you know, my mom wants you to know, Mr. President, she's 98, and she prays for you every morning. And he immediately said, what's her name? I said, Winnie. He grabbed a hat. He wrote a very nice note to her on the brim of the hat, ended it with love, Donald, and when I gave it to her, she cried. Maybe the best example is, look at his kids. You know, it's not easy always for rich people to have good kids. This guy, there's not a ne'er-do-well in the bunch. There's no alcoholics. There's no drug addicts. His boys run the family business. His daughter and her husband are his top advisors. His other daughter just graduated from law school. You can fake a lot of things in life. You can't fake good kids. I think all moms know that. This is a good, decent human being. If you don't believe me, watch when he's told about Ruth Bader Ginsburg's death. You won't get the interpretation from the media, you know, what he said or what they think he said or what they claim he meant. You'll just hear him when he gets the news. He's obviously touched. And you hear the reaction of a decent and honorable man to the death of a political foe who wasn't very nice to him. And you get it without the media's interpretation of who he is and what he is. And I think that alone should be enough to let you know what kind of a man he is. And he's a good man, and nobody should feel bad about voting for him. You should be proud to vote for him.
Well, I am, and that's for sure. I have voted for Donald Trump. Let me say this. I happen to be very familiar with the news clip that came out when President Trump was informed of Ginsburg's death. I know they had some philosophical differences, but I agree with you 1,000% about his reaction. It was a reaction of caring, etc., and that was part of the reason that I decided personally that he was really a good guy. Andy, we've only got about 70 seconds here. Let me give you an opinion. I think that the big money in the world, and I want to say that is not necessarily the entire Democratic Party, but the big money in the world is going to be exactly the reason, selfish reasons, that he may lose this election. Do you agree with my statement? Notice I said he may lose. We've got about 10 seconds left here, sir.
I do agree with that. They benefit from this globalist economy. They benefit where American workers don't. And the president's going to watch out for American workers and American small businesses, not the globalists.
Andrew Puzzer, thank you so much for your time, sir. We'll get you back on the show.
To find out more about today's guests, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.